This is Air America Radio. From Los Angeles, I'm Marty Kaplan. The passage of the so-called intelligence reform bill and other events on the ground in Iraq raised the question, to what degree is the war on terrorism dependent on brains and to what degree on brawn? To check in on the brains front, but maybe on the brawn front, we'll find out. We're happy to be joined by Professor Jonathan Farley, a professor of mathematics from MIT. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
As you have pointed out, the first sentence in the movie A Beautiful Mind is, mathematicians won the war. What fascinates you about that idea?
Because most people think that mathematics is an entirely useless discipline, which is completely divorced from anything in the real world. And that actually is true. once in a million years, that you can actually do something which might even be life-saving. And that's the impression that struck me when I watched the movie and read the book. Is it possible to actually contribute to what everyone's calling the war on terror?
So press that. Give us that one in a million opportunity. How might that play out?
Well, it might play out this way. People view terrorist cells these days just as a bunch of people might have certain connections, and there's a way of representing this mathematically with what we call a graph. So it's a picture where you've got a bunch of nodes or dots which represent the individuals, and then lines which connect individuals if they have some sort of communications link or if they lived in the same flat in Hamburg at some time, something along those lines. And I saw, though, that if you analyze a terrorist cell in that way, and ask a question like, how do we know if we've disrupted the cell if we've captured or killed a few of the members, then you're missing a key mathematical component of the terrorist network, namely its hierarchy. And that's where I come in, because my branch of mathematics called lattice theory deals with hierarchy and properties of order, usually in the abstract, but in this case in the concrete.
So let's take the concrete example, say, of a cell of 15 people, and the government has picked off four of them. To what degree can the government feel as though they have shut that cell down?
Well, you have to know what the structure is, which is a big question mark. But if you say you know the structure, and 15 is a good number because it's 2 to the 4th power minus 1, which means you can have a so-called binary tree with that many members. What is that? You've got one guy at the top, and he has two immediate subordinates, and each of them has two immediate subordinates, and so on, till you get 15 people. And if four people have been captured at random, it might still be possible for terrorist plans to be passed down from the leader down to one of the people at the bottom, one of the 8 foot soldiers. In which case, you might have another September 11th, you might have a shoe bombing, who knows what. And so in that particular case, though, the old way of looking at these terrorist cells as what I call these graphs would say that you've got a fantastic chance, actually over 93% chance, of disrupting the cell. That is, if you've captured four guys, you're pretty sure you've disrupted the cell under the old way of thinking. But when you take the lattice theoretic perspective, you see that you actually only have a 33% chance of disrupting the cell in that case. So what I'm trying to say is that mathematics won't help you catch the terrorists, but it'll help you analyze how good a job you've done in the past.
Let's try out another mathematical mind exercise. You and I have not met before, but doing a little Googling, I discovered a number of coincidences which I would say are just about impossible. Mm-hmm. For example, you and I are both Marshall Scholars.
Yes.
I served on the Marshall Scholar Committee in Washington that picked you as a Marshall Scholar.
That I didn't know.
I, like you, was a summa cum laude from Harvard.
Uh-huh.
And my first friend at Harvard College was Benedict Gross, your advisor.
That's quite interesting.
What are the chances of all those things being true?
Are we the same person, maybe?
I think that's the right answer. Professor Jonathan Farley of Mathematics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, thanks so much for being with us on Air America.
Thanks for inviting me. And if people want to find out more, they can email me or you at marty@phoenixmath.com.
Where in the world is Wesley Snipes? That's what the publicist of Blade Trinity wants to know. Turns out the method actor cut out of town right after filming the third installment of the sleeper horror hit and won't even help to promote it. That usually means the movie's a stinker. So what did our Onion AV Club think? Their review is next, as well as a look at Ocean's 12. Stay tuned. I'm Marty Kaplan.